Bulking up, bulking season.
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing a sweatshirt, hiding my pecs.
That's what I do,
that's
too.
That's why she, yeah, hiding that chesty area.
These Cody, beasts.
He's so nice to you.
I know, he's sweet. I don't know how he's not locked down at this point.
I say nice things to her all the time, and then she just becomes a brat, and I don't believe you, you're sarcastic.
No, that's not what I say at all. I literally, you've complimented me twice. Once you said you're not as short as some people.
I don't think that was...
And once he said that I wasn't as ugly as my sister. So, I mean...
As who?
My sister.
All right, well, let's roll into the show here, Cody.
This is your boy, Snoop D-O-double-G, and I would like to welcome you to the Ask the 8-Ball podcast starring Eric Marshall and Cody King. These guys are handsome. These guys are hilarious. These guys make the booties go clap. This week's guest is the fabulous Morris CIA Leaves. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Can you introduce our guest? Even though Snoop
I would say famous, but it's more infamous.
Infamous, I'll take what I can get.
Still is famous in it.
Infamous Marcia Elise?
Yes. Elaine. Good job. Elise. Elaine was my mom.
Brown, the third most. Do you know Brown's the third most common last name in the country?
Nice.
A little tidbit for us.
I looked it up because I have a buddy named with last name Brown. So
seeing if we were related.
Well, I know how you get down. So.
let's start with real quick. Cody, what's your favorite Christmas movie? Don't say Die Hard and be a fucking asshole.
Off.
Huh?
Elf?
Elf?
Yes.
Marcia?
Well, I'm kind of torn here. Between Harry Potter... series.
Yeah,
Harry Potter's a great Christmas movie?
Get out of here.
Especially the Sorcerer's Stone,
I've never
bro.
Watched
Get
them,
the
so I don't
hell
know.
Out.
They're
okay.
All, yeah.
What? I've only seen like two of them.
Figured out why he's single.
You're a wizard, Harry. Yeah. I got a Harry Potter tattoo.
I know you do.
I
and a Foo Fighter one. Did you get a new tattoo on your leg?
Saturday.
What was the one on your butt again?
That's not me. I don't have one on my butt. Cody does.
You got on my butt.
We can talk one about Cody.
I have one
on
my butt, too.
What's yours say?
Mine's just a heart on my ass.
Cody's essentially a heart.
What?
Does it look weird putting a piece of, like, a tattoo on something so flat?
What they did was they had me get on my hands and knees. And
you're already there, I assume.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay,
I was in college and drinking.
Moving on. How do you guys know each other?
She was creeping on my Facebook one day, and I have no idea.
Nice try, though.
You that said was... we've known each other for like a long time.
Okay, so I remember him back at Wellman's, and I just assumed he was your friend all along.
Yeah, well, no, we kind of took him. It was like a Make-A-Wish kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I was
you
like,
were
oh,
nice
I'll,
to him because
I was like, oh, the IRS like, some money. I was like, I need a write off.
Sponsor a child during the holidays. You
yeah,
know?
And he was walking by. Okay, no, the Sleep in Heavenly Peace was the first time we like really talked. Wouldn't you say?
I feel like I've seen you before that, but I don't remember.
Drunk in passing, yes.
But
sure. But
like first time officially, like when Cody. So here's the thing: I've known you for what we decided like 20 years.
Yes,
about 20 years. We know each other from old bar called Drink, the original Fun Bar back in the day,
which
is honestly the greatest, the coolest bar ever.
Ever. There will never.
They'll
be
never
anything
be duplicated. That was before there was a bar on every corner in town.
Yep.
That place was busy seven
Often
nights a
replicated,
week.
Replicated, never duplicated.
It was awesome.
Go back and forth between that and Crush on Saturday nights.
Crush was awesome. But we've known each other 20 years, so when Cody texted me and he's like, oh, Marcia's going to be on the show, I was like,
did you read it, Marcia, at first?
No.
Okay. Just to be sure. I'm glad.
Because he spelled it correctly.
Surprise.
And I was like, also, me too. But I was like, how the fuck do these guys
not
know
my
each
best
other?
Subject.
So I'm just curious, Cody. How do you guys know each other?
I saw this drunk girl at the bar one night when I was bartending.
Yeah.
And.
Was it at Old Wellman's or new?
I don't remember. I feel like I've seen you at Tonic a couple times.
Which bar was it that you got fired from that
you
saw her at?
Tonic?
No. Wellman's on Ingersoll.
Not yet. That's putting it in the atmosphere.
Yeah. February 3rd, my last day.
So wait, did you work at Old Tonic or New Tonic?
Tonic West Des Moines.
He worked at, he worked at Tonic.
Okay, that is where you know me from. Jake Pearson. I went to college with him.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Like, I was enrolled. He was enrolled.
You went to Central?
Yes.
Gross.
I don't disagree.
Go Storm.
Where's that? Is that in the...
Pella.
Yeah.
I only say that because I went to Simpson, so they're like our rival.
Yeah.
I thought you went to Iowa Central.
I went to Simpson first, and then when I got hurt and couldn't play anymore, I went to Iowa Central.
Shout out to all the colleges around here that aren't the big ones.
Hey,
John. I went to DMAC for a half a semester.
AIB,
so, you know.
Don't forget AIB.
AIB, the American College of Business.
Anymore.
There's no.
Is that
no
even accredited anymore?
No, it's the University of Iowa School now.
Yeah, it's
I know.
University of Iowa Hawkeye
campus there.
Campus or something
it's like
that.
A satellite location.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yep.
Nice. Well, anyways, Cody, you're up. Now ask all my questions.
I saw Marcia trick or treating with her son. And I was like, oh, look at this nice little boy taking this helpless girl off.
First of all, where were you trick-or-treating
at?
You don't even
have
children.
He was creeping in the bush.
Yeah, you don't have children. So where are you trick-or-treating at, pervert?
He actually got asked to stay away from the kids. So
I was like, hang on, don't tell him in the bushes. I had like a full ghillie suit on and everything.
Yeah, that's why I haven't officially signed the paperwork for Cody to be my daughter's godfather. I'm like, I don't know if I can legally put him on this
you
paper.
You can. That's the thing. Yeah. He can't pick her up from school, so he can't take her to Chuck E. Cheese.
She'll have to walk a block away to get
the
her in
the good
car.
Thing is, if he shaves, they won't know that he's an adult anyways, so he'll be fine. He doesn't have to shave.
Yeah, the once a year.
They're like, I've never seen a 14-year-old with so much gray hair.
That's fair. You do have a lot of grays popping.
It's an illness.
Especially in this light, with
it
this ring light.
It stresses me out being friends with you.
That's I know the other day on my chin I had some grays popping, but I'm
same.
Yeah, yeah. Yours is like
Benjamin Button.
You blend yours in well.
I do.
But Cody, you're not even 40 yet. We're 40. You're not even 40 yet.
True. I've got a lot more stress in my life.
Like what?
Dealing with her.
How is that stressful?
Okay,
that's
so
everyone.
Next question. How do you deal with her?
I usually just put my phone on silent.
I'm sorry. I am a joy to have around.
Are you?
You should be so lucky
should
to get
I?
Messages from me. Absolutely. See, what I do is I just all day sort of fluff him. No, wait, that's probably not the word that I was looking
for. That's exactly what she meant.
Honestly, that makes sense.
Okay.
Cody likes being fluffed.
I know he does. Yeah. So I've heard.
That's
all the guys around town tell me.
That's why she travels for work. She's a traveling
I'm a
fluffer.
So real quick.
She's also a furry, clearly.
Yes.
Yeah, would love the onesie. I would have dressed up in the Buckies. If I would have known myself. Also, have you listened to the show before? It's okay if you haven't.
I haven't, but in my defense, there's three podcasts I've ever listened to in my life.
Yes, let's hear them.
48 Hours, Dateline, and 2020.
So, murder podcast, I love it.
Learning how to murder my husband. One day, should I be married?
Yeah,
I will kill
get married
him
first.
And not get caught.
I love it. But we do a couple things on the show. This week we do it. Well, it's every week we do it, but it's called The Blitz.
Okay.
But it's Cody's week to ask questions, so prepare yourself.
I'm really excited for this.
Yeah.
Do I get a rebuttal or ask questions back?
So
or is this
no. He'll ask questions to you, he'll ask to me, and he'll compare answers, and he'll declare a winner.
So is the question about, or are you just going to explain?
It's rapid fire. It's rapid
you don't
fire.
Know what it's going to
so
be.
I'll ask you questions.
We
first.
Don't know what the questions are.
I'll ask Marshall
but he'll
questions.
Ask you, he'll ask me.
That's
what
we'll
that evil smirk was earlier.
Yes, it was.
I get home court advantage, though. So he asks you first, so I hear what the questions are, so I have time to think.
Do we at halftime switch, or is there?
It's just six
questions. Yeah, we'll switch outfits. I'll put this on, and you can wear my sweatshirt. Yeah.
I'm not wearing pants. That's the problem.
Same. That's why I'm under the table.
Yeah. Marshall's a skinny jeans kind of guy, so you probably...
They'd be too tight on me. I can tell you that right now.
Well, he actually is the only person I know has a smaller ass than you.
Oh,
concave. He's got a negative ass.
Yeah, concave.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you turn 40, Cody. You lose your ass, okay? Leave us alone.
Yeah, get off it.
That's what happened when you
if
get married.
If you were on my back, you'd right now.
You wish you could look good as we do at the age of 40.
Yes.
I thought you lost your ass when you got married.
I'm not married.
Engaged, sorry.
Thank you.
Ouch.
You're welcome.
And I lost my ass before that.
Yes, I was going to say, you turned 40 before that, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
Oh, you did,
yeah.
A month before, yeah.
Yeah. Idiot.
The figure, or literal tense, figuratively, when you get married, you'll lose your ass because you lose all your assets, your money, everything goes half.
Yeah, half my debt goes to Tiff.
Yes!
That's why he keeps bartending, because then government doesn't know about half of his assets.
Hey, shut the fuck up. The IRS could watch this show.
Cut that out.
Cody bartends Saturday nights.
And he takes all cash.
He makes $3,000 every Saturday.
I fucking wish.
Cash.
I wish.
IRS looking to him.
And he claims $16.
Yeah, Cody King lives in West Des Moines, Iowa.
His phone number is...
Yeah.
His handles...
Social Security.
Yeah, so you didn't have my phone number.
No.
That doesn't surprise me, Cody.
Why?
Cody doesn't... Even if Cody had your number, he wouldn't save it.
It's true.
So I actually am really bad about that, too. I won't... I will... So I'll be like, who is this? And I'll go through the conversation. I'm like, oh, it's Mitch. Or it's
I also,
Tina.
Like, memorize... I'm very good at memorizing numbers, so...
Oh, I'm not.
Like, the $3,000 he makes every Saturday, he memorizes.
Claims 16.
Yeah.
She claims to be 16, so...
I'm the size of a 16-year-old, so I can eat off the kids' menu. Thank you very much.
You have the weirdest eating habits of anybody I've ever met.
The fuck I do.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute here.
Hold on. I was going to say, let's turn this into a Christmas theme, but we might just have a new way we're going to go. What are your eating habits that he thinks is weird? Because Cody's the weirdest eater I know. So please, enlighten me.
Let me.
What'd you have to eat today?
Oh, answer the question.
This is going to explode your brain. Is that? Did I say that? Okay. I had a spinach salad with shaved Asiago cheese and garlic croutons.
That's not weird.
All you've eaten?
Yes, but the reason why I had to do that is because I ate so much fried food this week that I got sick. And I had to get something green in my body because
she
I was going to
die. She literally
has
the diet of Buddy the Elf.
But can I save myself here?
Yeah, absolutely.
I went to Johnny's Italian Steakhouse, and I asked for the house salad. And I said, do you know what comes on their house salad?
It's Italian, right?
Well, it's the vinaigrette, balsamic, or whatever. Yeah. But then it's pepperoncinis, olives, tomatoes, red onions. And I asked for none of that on there. I said, I just want the leaves, the cheese, and the vinaigrette.
Can I just do the cheese?
I asked for an extra bowl of cheese.
Throw some bacon in there, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I just poured the entire bowl on top.
So I just find it kind of amusing you critiquing someone else's eating habits when at work. So Cody works for me on Saturdays when he makes $3,000 a night.
Claim 16.
Thank you.
I fucking wish.
And he orders 2 hard-boiled eggs and croutons.
At a bar?
And that's what he eats. And then at home, he goes home and he makes hamburger helper. And
in the morning?
That's Cody's diet. Hard-boiled eggs, croutons, hamburger helper.
I'm actually quite normal.
I eat.
And if he goes to Bebop's, like Bebop's, when you sponsor us, they give us cheeseburgers. So he'd be like, make sure they make it plain. I don't want anything on it. So it's like him.
So it's a cheeseburger without cheese?
No, just like but no, like,
no ketchup? No mustard?
Nothing.
Ketchup on the side. Just dip it in, but I don't. No, ketchup.
You know what? I'm with you there. I cut it a burger in half and dip it in the ketchup.
So that's what I'm saying. This isn't that. So what she's saying is you can't critique her for being weird.
Like, what was weird about what I ate?
Well,
just out of curiosity.
First of all, you eat 90 times a day.
Yeah, did you not know that's how you build your metabolism?
That is true.
Okay, go on. What else? What
did you have?
Have you ever mac and
cheese?
Every time I go to Ohana, I pre-eat.
You pre-eat?
To prepare. 100%. You got to expand your stomach.
I eat about 2 hours. I eat like a smaller, like I eat like 2 hot dogs or something before I go to Ohana.
I have to eat before I go out to eat because I get really mean if I get to the point where I'm hungry.
Yeah, because
you don't want to be around me.
Especially if I'm getting all that food, I'm paying a lot of money, I want to eat all of it. So
yes.
I pre-eat.
I've never gone to Ohana's not have leftovers.
You got to pre-eat.
Don't forget to pre-eat.
Pre-eat.
Yeah.
I usually pre-poop before.
Well, yeah, you got to pre-eat and then you gotta clear the room.
Pre-poop, pre-eat, post-poop.
Because then the stomach's like, whoop. You know, you're good.
And then
does it make
empty.
That sound?
Yeah. Whoop. Yeah.
That's funny. What else you've had? You had the fucking fudge bars or whatever today.
Okay, that I did have a lot of fudge. Bucky's fudge, by the way. Bucky's fudge is the best.
Yes. Bucky's fudge located in state
Texas.
Nine. Yes, thank you.
In Houston, Texas.
Real quick, though, let's roll into the sponsors real quick. We'll come back with the Blitz, and we'll talk more. And we'll talk more about your product here. Uptime
Energy, yep.
Yes.
Also found at Bucky's in Texas. But
yes. And I've never had it, so I'm going to sample it.
Please do.
Yes, and we'll be right back.
Shake your ass all the way to TJ Maxx's holiday season, where you'll find a bunch of random shit nobody else wanted to buy. Here, you'll find hundreds of brands you've never fucking heard of. Is it trash? Is it gold? Nobody knows. Need an adjective on every fucking household item imaginable? Well, Ray Dunn's got you covered. Ho, 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 bitch. You can also stock up on a wide variety of outrageously random food. Want chips made out of beans? Crackers made from chia seeds? Candy made from a fruit only grown in Africa? We won't tell you where it's sourced from, but we know you'll cream in your panties for that shit. TJ Maxx. It's never the same store twice.
Lola's Fine Hot Sauce. A generational family recipe using the world's hottest peppers for great flavor. They're vegan, non-GMO project verified, kosher, and all natural. Find them online at lolasfinehotsauce.com. Use promo code ASK8BALL for 10% off your purchase.
Okay, I consider myself like an energy drink connoisseur, and these are freaking good. Uptime, I got mine at Target. They have a lot of flavors. 142 milligrams caffeine. They're freaking good, and they don't make me feel like poop.
You do our fake sponsor of the week.
Oh, get that hell out of here.
What?
Did you say you did our fake sponsor of the week?
We always do a fake sponsor.
We always do a fake sponsor. Do you want to be our real sponsor?
Yeah.
Okay, Uptime's our real sponsor this week.
Yes. Heck yes.
So thank you to our fake sponsor.
$1,500.
Oh, perfect.
Half of what Cody makes on a Friday night, because Cody makes $3,000 every weekend.
Thankfully,
and claim 16. So.
Thankfully, you can't prove that because it's cash.
Yeah, well, the video cameras can, so.
I'll vouch for it. Snitches don't get stitches.
Snitches give stitches.
Yeah. I'm a doctor.
He's gonna stitch you up, boy.
Yeah, you're a gynecologist in your free time.
So thank you to our fake sponsor, and thank you to Uptime.
Yeah. So Uptime, tell us a little bit about this.
Also, thanks to Lola's too.
Yeah, thanks Lola's.
Lola's the hot sauce.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Let me try this stuff.
Don't shake it. It's carbonated. It's white peach lemonade. 142 milligrams of natural caffeine.
Okay.
It's got L-theanine. It's got ginseng, angelica root extract. That one, it depends which ones you have.
Citric acid.
Have either 5 calories or no calories.
Oh, that's good.
Calcium,
We do have a cane sugar version as well. That's 150 calories.
I hate
calories.
Peach everything. This but is peach and mango,
the lemonade
I hate, this is
overtakes it, yeah. Ironically, I hate peach and I hate mango, but the mango
peach,
pineapple
I
like, and the white peach lemonade I like.
I used to not like, I used to love mango.
That's my second favorite flavor.
What's your first favorite?
My first favorite is the strawberry dragon fruit, but that's an HEB and Bucky's exclusive right now.
Oh, really?
But we'll get it up here. It's approved up here now.
Where are you guys, where's it based out of?
It's produced in Ohio, but we're a California company. But none of us live there because no one likes it.
Yeah, no one likes California.
Fuck California. Yeah. So which one did you like better?
Honestly, I probably like the peach one better.
Really?
And I hate peach.
Yeah.
They're both very good, though.
Yeah, raspberry lemon's my favorite because I love sweet.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why you're so sweet.
I know. I have to have something to make me there, but it's... Well,
it's definitely not your soul.
And so normally I'd like...
It's cold and cringy.
Especially like if I'm like on a road trip or something, like I'll buy a Red Bull and I'll just chug it.
Right.
Only the watermelon, because I think the rest are gross, but they're like... The energy level on them is good. They're not gross.
If I chug like a full Red Bull, it makes me jittery. Yeah. These don't make me jittery.
No.
Yeah. And so these are good. I could just sip these and have a nice solid...
Tastes good with
caffeine
Cheetos
buzz.
I sip it every morning. You know, I'm tired. I'm like, I just have like a, fix like a half hour drink, but then I feel good for like the rest of the day, so...
Mix these up with some Melee, huh?
Delicious.
I had one of these this afternoon, actually.
See? And you can still sleep at night, can't you?
I can always sleep at night.
Oh, I cannot.
I don't sleep well.
You give me one chocolate chip past 5 p.m. and I'm bouncing off the wall.
One chocolate chip?
Literally. Sugar or caffeine of any kind.
That's all you eat.
I know. That's why I'm usually bouncing off the walls.
So why do they call you Marcia Elf?
Because all I do is eat sugar and spread cheer year-round. I start every morning with a venti hot chocolate.
Seriously?
With 6 pumps of vanilla and a little bit of whipped cream.
That means large, Cody.
Yes.
Seriously?
It does mean large.
No, I know that.
Yes.
6 pumps of vanilla?
6 pumps of vanilla.
That's three sexes for Marshall.
Usually 3 pumps?
6 pumps.
Oh, yeah.
3 sets?
Yeah, three sex.
We'll ask.
3 sex.
3 sexes. Yeah. We'll ask Tiff see if that's true.
Oh, she'll tell you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
impressive.
She might say that's a lie because she doesn't know I've even pumped some of the times.
She's like,
but hey, but she said yes.
Yes.
She's like, Marshawn,
you blocked her down.
He's already snoring and sleeping.
I got mine.
She's like, I didn't know we started.
Are you ready for the blitz?
Oh, yeah. I thought we were already there.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. Jokes.
Now it's time for the blitz.
Hi, this is Gwyneth Paltrow. It's time for my favorite part of the Ask the 8-Ball podcast. It's time for the blitz.
So I've got 7 questions.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you rapid fire. First thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
And then
I get handsy, so we're going
to... Smart.
Yeah.
And then...
Electronics.
I'll ask Marshall, and we'll compare answers.
Okay. Am I gonna flip the table? Like, I'm very Monica-esque, so like
Monica.
He hates Friends.
Okay, well, that's why you hate me and you're mean to me.
To say the worst is crazy. That's top 10 best comedy TV shows.
Easily,
disagree.
Number one, number two. We'll discuss this later.
Number one, but top 10.
No, I'm saying number one, one of the top 10. Number two, like I was agreeing with you on points.
My apologies.
No, it's okay. You've had a long day.
That's right.
I've lost my train of thought, but we'll come back to this.
Yeah, you got a real Ross vibe about you, and I don't know if I like it.
Yeah, take it down.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Question one. What is your best feature?
My sense of humor, for sure.
Okay.
Nice.
Question two. What is your worst feature?
My organization.
Question three. Tell us a secret.
Oh, I'm an open book. Shit.
Deep, dark secret.
There was this job, and I'm not going to say where it was, and we were very young. We used to put sale tags on things that weren't on sale. Was I just... Okay.
Totally okay.
And sell our friends really, really, really expensive things for a little bit cheaper.
A little bit cheaper?
Yeah. Let's go back.
Okay.
Inflation.
Question four. What's the worst thing about Christmas?
The cost.
Okay. Question five. What's your kink?
My what?
Your kink.
Oh, my kink?
Kink, yeah.
Kink.
Like what? I'm kinky, like...
Yeah, like, what's your kink? Like, what's, like, something happens, like, that's your kink, like, oh, yeah, yeah. Now I'm in.
Well, is this sexual or non-sexual?
However you want to answer it.
It's your question.
It's your adaptation to his question.
Yeah.
Because I love ears, like...
So you like...
I like touching them. I like mine to be touched. Okay. If that's where...
Interesting.
But, or a kink, like... I'm one of those drivers who... Oh, wait, no, that wouldn't be... I thought a kink, like a bump, you know? Like, there's a kink in your shirt. I was going to say, I'm one of those drivers that'll hit a curb and be like, oops, and laugh and be like, wasn't my fault.
Hit a curb, like, I got to go home. I need some
It's funny. I actually have a funny story about that, but I don't... you know what? I can't say it.
Okay, fair enough. Question six.
Oh, shit, I thought we did seven.
That was five.
Counting is not my best
feature. The best reindeer?
Oh, Blitzen, for sure.
Blitzen?
Yeah.
Damn it. That's a good answer.
He's a partier.
Question seven. What do you get me for Christmas?
Uptime cooler with a bunch of Uptime in it. You know what? I'll get you a fanny pack, a hat, and a tumbler, too.
There it is.
Fantastic.
Marcia, that's been your Blitz.
I love fanny packs.
Are you ready?
Yeah. I don't remember questions, but I'm ready.
Question one. What's your best feature?
Oh, my ass.
Damn it. No.
Question two. What's your worst feature?
Also my ass. Yes, also my ass.
Fair enough.
It's a good topic of conversation, but a bad, you know?
Fair enough. Question three. Tell us a secret.
Cody makes $3,000 on the weekends.
And only claims 16.
That's stupid. Question four. What's the worst thing about Christmas?
Oh, worst thing about Christmas is trying to... The price was a good answer. But trying to coordinate when everyone's free to do gifts and meet up and do everything. So the timing of it, because it's a very small window.
It's technically one day. So
yeah. Well, it's a small window to meet up. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, let's have Christmas in February.
Yeah.
Like, we're not cancer patients. We're not going to have a Christmas in February.
I would gladly do it, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Christmas all year long, if it were up to me.
I'd
be broke as hell. But
Cody, by the way, Cody's a fucking Grinch. He hates Christmas.
Literally, what did I write on the card?
Grinch. Was it Grinch or was it Scrooge? I think it was Grinch.
Grinch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Question five. What's your kink?
Silence. Silence is my kink.
See, I don't think I yet understand that, but go on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question six. Who's the best reindeer?
Rudolph.
I knew you.
Only because DMX made a whole song about him.
Okay, he did.
Did he really?
And he lit it up, baby.
Well, he didn't make the song up. He just redid it in his own.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was fucking fantastic.
Can you give us a little, like, preview of what the song sounded like?
It's a lot of growler. You know, a lot of that, you know.
And question seven. What do you get me for Christmas?
I didn't get you fucking shit. Actually, no, that's not true, because I got all my employees something, so you'll see when you open your stocking.
If I start working there tomorrow night, do I still get a gift?
Only if I get the fanny pack, the hat, and the cooler.
Done.
Then yes.
Okay. I don't want you to give those back to me as the gift, though.
No. I'm keeping all that.
Okay.
All things I enjoy.
Okay. Done.
Fanny packs, hats, and coolers, all things
Done.
I thoroughly enjoy.
You're getting it. What about the tumbler? You want the tumbler?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Tumblr it is.
All right. Question one. What's your best feature? You said your personality?
Mm-hmm. No, I said my sense of humor.
Oh, sense of humor. Dick.
Which would have been mine, but that's what she said.
Yeah. What did you say?
I said my ass.
Yeah.
See, that's probably your best feature, Marshall. It's probably an honest question, so we give this point to you.
Thank you. My sense of humor is my best feature, but whatever.
What's your worst feature?
Kind of an ass.
Your ass? That's, again, best answer. But you said...
My organization.
Yeah, I'm very unorganized, too, so... I'm going to give that one to you.
All over the place.
One to one. One to one.
Tell us a secret. Basically, you're just saying you robbed a department store with thousands of dollars.
It wasn't a department store. But
you robbed a place, and Cody's robbing the IRS.
He's robbing you, too, because you could get...
They could come
what happens again? What does he do?
He gets $3,000 in cash and claims 16.
That's stupid.
All I'm saying.
Marcy, that's a good secret. Hopefully, you're outside of the... What's the rule? Statute of limitations?
I don't think there is one for that. And plus, they have to figure out which one it was.
Yeah, I think that only counts for sexual assault. I don't know if it counts for stealing money from a department store.
And we never stole money, ever.
Welcome to America,
Cody.
That's basically stealing.
Welcome to America.
But then we charge other people more, so.
Yeah, inflation.
So you're robbing them.
The inflation covers
it. You're like
it.
Robin Hood. You're stealing from the rich to the poor to give to the rich.
I like that. Robin the Hood is what it is.
So I'm going to give you that point. It's 2-1.
Damn it.
Deep dark. Well, because he doesn't want to give a point where you ratted him out.
He doesn't want me to win either.
Oh, I like those funny words.
What's the worst thing about Christmas? You said the price.
Cost, yep.
Cost. You said getting people together. I don't even like getting together, so I'm going to give that point to you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's weird because Cody texts me all the time and says, hey, are we getting together tonight?
I know.
So he's such a liar.
Yeah, I know.
But I'll take the point. I'll take the point.
Let's start inviting him to like really big group events.
Yeah. We're gonna start text changes, the three of us,
alone
and we're gonna text you like, "Hey, we're going to Truman's tonight. You
just the
come?
Three of us, and then
you show up,
but
then and then we'll have a big group, or we won't be here at all."
Yeah,
see how entertaining even that story. Better. I had a big yawn there too.
I wasn't paying attention. We were talking.
Yeah, we were
amongst
busy
our group. Amongst
our group.
So right now it's 2-2. What's your kink? You said
silence.
Silence.
Yeah, that's why.
I was confused.
That's why. Hold on. Here's the thing. This is why I choke Tiff during sex, because silence is my kink. So, thank you.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
You said your ears.
Well, what else do you think a kink is?
So what do you?
I thought like.
You think like you hit?
I
you hit a curb.
Different thoughts.
Like I hit a curb when, and I'm like.
Okay.
Hee.
You know when they're like, there's like a kink in your sweater or something. It's like.
Why did you say your ears though?
Well, then I said, "Well, what do you mean? Okay, let's just go with."
Let's say you and your boyfriend are getting together. You're like, "Let's get kinky tonight." Are you like, "All right, babe, let's get in the car and we'll go hit curbs."
He's like, "No." He's like, "Hang on, hold still. Let me iron my shirt."
I'm sorry. Okay, I really want to be able to tell a story, but I can't.
I'm gonna give. It's a her, because I got a weird thing about my ears, too. So.
See?
The fuck, man?
He doesn't want to get choked to death. Like, he's afraid of dying.
He's afraid of fear boners. That's why he doesn't want to get choked.
He's afraid of what?
Fear boners.
Oh, I thought you said fear mongers. I'm like...
Well, that too.
Fear boners.
Tiff being silent is a good thing, though. So, it's a close second.
Hey!
It's fair.
Who's the best reindeer? It's clearly Vixen.
Well, neither one of us said that.
Yeah, so neither one of you get the point.
Wow.
Wow, that's racist, yeah, but that whatever.
Is. So right now, Marcia's leading 3-2, going into the last question.
I can't even remember what the last question was.
I don't either.
What do you get me for Christmas? You said nothing.
Oh, no, I said you'll find out in your stocking.
He said nothing, though.
But then I said I bought all my employees a gift.
Yeah.
Now he's going to give you one just because he
Marcia's already given me a Christmas present. It was the joy of her friendship, so.
I win. Did you just let all of your guests win? Because don't say that.
It was really hard for me to let you win this one. Really?
Okay.
This is the hardest time I've ever had to let you win.
I did well.
That's Cody's kink, is actually letting guests win.
So what you're saying is
yeah, it's Cody's kink.
I didn't actually win.
Oh, you did. 4-2.
I'll let it happen. I'll allow it.
Which normally I don't even get 2 points, so this is impressive.
Hey, I didn't have to hit anybody.
And the silence has my kink. That was a good answer.
That was a really good one. But I do have a weird thing about my ears, too.
See?
Martin always fucks with me about it, so.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Who?
Touch his ear. Pet his ear right now. Pet his ear. Look at him. He's like,
already getting turned on. He's like, I got to go to the bathroom for a sec.
All of a sudden, the table just starts lifting up.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
It's the indent
somebody
in the table.
Said, yeah, they spoke
I'm just going to come up and start blowing in your ear.
That's just weird.
I mean, you could come behind him because he won't even know. He's so short. Yeah. He won't realize you're coming.
This thing is a breeze.
Do you know? Because a lot of guys come behind you.
Oh, you're cute.
Nice.
I know. Thank you.
Oh. I know. You don't get complimented much, so I got to do this.
Ever.
No.
All right, well, so
Marshall's giving me one compliment in 2023.
What did he say?
He said something in our group work chat the other day.
I said Cody wasn't the last to do something.
Oh, yeah.
So like, basically, Cody, he stated a fact, like, but Cody, you took it as a compliment.
Cody stepped up and did wasn't the last one to sign the Christmas
card. That's
true. He said I stepped up.
Wait, signed the Christmas what?
For our regulars.
We get all of our regulars. We buy them all a gift.
That's so nice. See, I'm kind of a regular. I think I've been there twice this year.
Never on Saturdays,
no,
clearly.
I haven't seen you there once.
I went a Saturday last November.
That wasn't
not
this year.
Yeah, the last one. But because you were working when we came in for Tyler's birthday.
But that will get you a fanny pack,
a tumbler,
a hat,
and a cooler.
Yeah, all the above.
I'm
I'll
glad
take
you
all.
Remember, though.
Yeah. Are they in your car? Because I'm going to get them on my
They're out. Not, but I'll. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get come a case in, of this and then those, and I'll ship me. It to you so you get a good package.
I love it.
I mean, I'll show
he
up at your
would
work.
Need
if
a good
you
package because Claire doesn't have one. So.
Yeah,
that is his worst feature. My bad. It's not the ass.
Yeah, duh. It's look, it's
that,
flat both
that
sides.
That depends on who you
are.
He's
are
like,
you
he's
like
a
Ken doll.
Yeah.
By the way, have you seen the Barbie movie?
No.
God, it's so good.
Everybody says that it's free on HBO Max.
Yeah,
so
it just came on HBO
it.
Max.
It's on Prime now, too, I think.
Not for free.
No.
But if you have Max, it's free. It's awesome. It's
I really didn't have a desire to see it. I don't know.
They had Margot Robbie, so I was there.
Yeah, that's about the only reason I want to see it, but...
Margot. She and Jamie Presley look identical.
They do look very
similar.
How are
similar.
They
the different? Have you seen, how are they not the
yeah.
same person?
They're about 12 years apart.
I seen the one meme the other day that said, if you told me this was all a set of six twins, I'd believe you.
Because
like,
if
like,
Margot Robbie was born like, I don't know what, 10 to 15 years earlier, she would have been a Joe Dirt. Instead of Jamie Presley.
It's the same person.
Yeah.
That's the conspiracy.
But Margot Robbie's landed what's, better roles.
What's the first yeah. scene you think of in Joe Dirt?
The horse.
No, I think of the. You're my sister. You're my sister. You're my sister.
Oh no! I just think of her getting off the horse and him sitting there, and that song comes on.
Oh yeah, it was like a REO Speedwagon or something.
Literally,
yeah, one of those yeah. ballads. Yeah,
literally, it's. Oh, you're my sister. You're my sister.
Then he's dragging around the big, big fucking frozen shit, and he thinks it's a meteorite.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Or
yeah.
when he straps himself to the what he thinks is an atom bomb.
Honestly, a great movie.
It really is.
Joe Dirt 2.
Dirt Tay. Don't French it up, Dirty Joe Dirt. No. And it had your personal hero Kid Rock on it.
Kid Rock's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
A bomb.
Ba with the ba.
Da bang da bang diddy diddy.
Did ever tell you my favorite Kid Rock story? Doesn't even necessarily involve Kid Rock.
Yeah.
I was. Okay. It's random. I know.
Were you a child
he's
playing
like,
with
he
stones?
He was alive during
no.
that time.
I was working for the KISS 107.5 booth at the Iowa State Fair.
Yes.
We were in the Midway at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the Carney booth set up next to us. They kept coming over, like, asking us to play Kid Rock Sheryl Crow Picture. Can you guys please play Kid Rock Sheryl Crow Picture? And ask us and ask us and ask us.
Is that the one with Sheryl Crow or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah, Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow. Yeah, that
yeah.
one. Yeah, yeah. And the song finally randomly played or whatever, like, late at night. I don't even think it was us that played it. I think we were, like, shutting down, and it was, like, one of the other tents that played it. And this guy and his girl just slow danced
oh.
to it the entire time.
Carnies need love too.
Oh, man,
oh my gosh,
was,
that's precious.
Yeah, this was definitely no one's kink. It was a TLC.
It wasn't mine anyway.
It was 100% a TLC show waiting to be made.
Oh.
Like my 400-pound carny.
It was like, yeah.
Wait,
it was a Hallmark Christmas special.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but it was.
Except with carnies instead of countrymen.
And ever since that happened, I had a whole new. Level of respect for Kid Rock. I'm like, dude, this guy's just making love happen everywhere. He went from Boston to Boston to Carney love.
Oh,
like,
that's hilarious.
All I think about is
like, that's our
Carney's
song.
When they set it up, you look at it, it's literally just like a couple 2x4s stacked on top of each other.
And then it's like holding
machine.
On like yeah. this, yeah. everything.
Yep.
That's great.
I once slid through, you know, the harness?
Yeah.
I went through the middle of it and they wouldn't stop it because they're like, it's on a timer.
What'd you do?
I held on to my dear life, and then I was like, I'm never riding that again.
Well, that's unfortunate for the rest of us.
Well, they did switch the...
See? And there it is.
They did
He's
switch
so nice.
See?
Yeah.
Goddamn gentleman.
Have I ever been mean?
Never. I've known her for 20 years. Never once been mean.
Never.
To you. You should see the messages she sends
I don't
me.
Care. Here's the thing. I don't care what she does to other people.
True.
How does that affect me?
Exactly.
It's like she's flipping off blind people. Like.
Yeah.
How do you know?
What?
That's why she drives so bad. She's like, ooh, I saw a blind person on the road.
hit a curb.
Oops.
My kink. My kink. Yeah.
She gets out. She's like, you're on top of me. Move off. And she's like, no.
My kink.
Well, this she's like, lick my ear down there.
I'm like, and did you know that Cody doesn't claim $3,000 every weekend?
Only 16. Pet his ear real quick while I give the outro.
What'd you say?
Rub his ear real quick. Oh! Look at that! I'm zooming in on the fucking post production. I'm zooming in hard on your face.
I got
there.
That wet finger.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. This has been fun.
Of course, I've had a blast.
So everyone, if you're not in Des Moines,
where can you buy this at?
Hy-Vee, Health Market, Come and Go, Target, Fairway.
So they are in Des Moines.
Yes.
So Des Moines.
I just said Hy-Vee, Texas because I was wearing
gotcha.
The Buc-ees.
So Hy-Vee Health Market, Target, Fairway.
Yep.
So everywhere. They have them everywhere. Maybe not gas stations, but every supermarket.
Come and go.
Come
how do you
and go.
Ship your products in?
Fast and fresh. What?
How do you ship your products?
Oh, we're going to look at our logistics and see if we can adjust some things. We're looking at strategic logistics.
That's not right.
Oh, my fucking God.
Express logistics.
What is it?
Express logistics.
Express logistics. We're looking between the two.
Yeah.
We'll see which gives us a better pricing.
I've heard the USPS is great.
Yeah. Excellent. FedEx. Amazon. For sure.
Same
you
day.
Can order it on Amazon and online as well.
Actually, nice.
Yes.
I love Amazon. I did 80% of my Christmas shopping on Amazon.
I did a lot of mine, too.
I did
80% on Amazon, 15% between Costco and Sam's Club, and then 5%
Costco's
I went
bump.
To Target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I did mall stuff, believe it or not.
I didn't even go to the mall.
I
went to the mall to see Santa. That was it.
I went to the mall to get like something for a Secret Santa, and that was it. But I'm already
He went to Victoria's Secrets.
I went to the mall
for
like 3 hours.
Girls that work for us.
Oh, I bet he did.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Maybe he did. He went to Hot Topic to the back.
Oh yeah.
To get something for her. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
You got that.
It's for our pleasure.
He got that fat rabbit.
Oh.
Ribbed for our pleasure.
For yours. Congratulations, you're
so
lucky.
She's like, this isn't ribs. What the fuck?
She's like, I'm only 16.
Oh, wow.
That's why, again, Cody, we back
and
to
I'm
that's
taller
why
than him.
That's why they haven't signed off on you being the godfather yet. This whole 16 thing. Anyways,
well,
thank you so much for coming on.
So there's no point in making it.
We appreciate it. Everyone, get some uptime. This one's the white peach lemonade. I love the white peach
raspberry
lemonade.
Lemon. He likes the blood orange.
I like the blood orange one.
Yeah. But do it. Check them all because they're all delicious. Hy-Vee, Fairway, Come and Go, all the places. Or just go online.
I will tell you.
Amazon
tried,
also.
She tried the one time she's come help with his beds. She tried to pass me something. I'm like, I don't like energy drinks. And then she brought me something. I am so tired. I'll try it. And it didn't make me jittery. It kept me peak performance level.
Yeah.
Like,
he
felt
literally
like I, felt like I was 16
wouldn't
again.
Take free ones from me. I brought some for
which
the
is weird because Cody's the cheapest fucker I know.
Well, he doesn't claim that $3,000.
That's 16 though.
Yeah,
he claims.
Exactly.
He claims 16.
You gonna take free stuff from me from now on?
Big shout out to the IRS for
the
listening.
Free stuff is.
Yep, and to that store that I won't mention for all the discounts.
Sorry, you had to close because Marcia stole all your profits.
They are still doing very well, and I still shop there.
Yes. I also
Kids Gap. No, just kidding.
That's where she got the Santa album.
That's where she knows on the back wall at Spencer's.
What's that?
All right, we'll see you guys next time. Thank you
thanks,
for listening.
Guys. Oh, thanks, Truman's too.